shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and Ted Bell coming on with us this hour to talk about... What's the talk about, man?
Ted,
wait a minute. What are you going... Turn that off, but I'm telling you, if you don't... iTunes off, I'm going to kill somebody. Ted, are you there? Ted. Oh, that's just great, man.
Get the wrong phone up.
That's the phone line to Margaret Gray. Did she leave her phone open or something?
What?
I'm listening to Margaret Gray's phone line. Disconnect that phone line, if you don't mind, and let's get Mr. Bell on our ISDN. Not ISDN, is it a phone line?
No, ISDN line.
Okay, get him on a phone line. I apologize, folks. Ted Bell is supposed to be with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're going to be talking to, what do you got now?
I've got Mr. Hall on line three.
Yeah, David.
What are you doing with ISDN line?
We're on the air, you know that?
I apologize, Phil. I thought you were still in the news break. I apologize. You want to talk about it? I'll talk about it after the show if you want.
I can't hear you. What?
I said I'll talk about it after the show if you'd like.
I would like that, yeah.
All right. I just want to know, why are you talking about an ISDN line?
Well, let's talk about it after the show.
All right, we'll talk about it after the show, but I can't afford that. I won't pay for it. I won't pay the bill. I just want you to know. I will not pay the bill on an ISDN to Bell.
We don't have an ISDN. We're on the air right now. You understand that?
I know that. I told you I'll talk about it after the show.
Then we can talk about it after the show.
Fine. I just wanted you to know I'm not paying for an ISDN line.
I know, to Ted's of Beverly Hills. There isn't an ISDN line to Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Well, then why did I hear Dickman say that?
Because he's an idiot, that's why.
I'm an idiot.
Well, I know you're an idiot. Well, let's talk about it after you get off the air.
You know what? On second thought, no, I won't talk about it after we get off the air now because I'm too angry. So we'll have to talk about it tomorrow.
What's that got to do with anything?
Because I might walk into your office and belt you, that's why.
Well, you finally got it said. Took you a few years, but you finally got it said. You want to belt me. I bet you want to bust my nose.
Yeah, you got it.
All I did was call up, and I again, we can talk about it after you get off the air.
That's what you've said for the last eight times, but it doesn't make any difference because now we're talking about it on the air, and I didn't say that there was an ISDN line going to Ted's of Beverly Hills, and you said you're not paying for one that doesn't exist, so that's great. And the audience doesn't know what the hell we're talking about.
The audience probably does on account of, you know, the thing.
You shut up, bud. Listen, I apologize for interrupting the show. I really do. I apologize, Phil. I shouldn't have interrupted the show. I had no idea. I thought I was still calling during the break. Okay? Will you accept my apologies, at least? Phil, look, I want you to know something. I consider you to be one of the most talented guys in the industry. And it would break my heart. It would break my heart if you would not accept my apologies. And let bygones be bygones. I apologize for busting into your show like this. I really do. Please, accept my apologies.
All right. I accept your apologies.
I'm only kidding.
Now, hang up on that guy.
I can't do it.
I'm just kidding. I'm just...
Real funny, huh? Is this guy doing shtick now? Is that what he's doing? Why doesn't he get out and sell some airtime?
I don't know, man. I just called up about the ISDN line.
I didn't say... We don't have an ISDN line. But you don't know what an ISDN line is. So quit talking big talk that you don't know nothing about, okay?
Yeah, well, I thought that's what it was.
It's a phone line. Are you kidding me? ISDN line. All right, where are we? Here we go. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and it's time for...
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
This is Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and I'm glad Phil was able to work out all those problems, and now I can come on and tell you about our restaurant, which is a great steakhouse in Beverly Hills. And I can tell you right now, Phil, and anyway, you go ahead.
Thank you. It's time for Ted's of Beverly Hills. This is our segment that we have once a week where Ted talks to us about things that he's interested in. He's one of our sponsors. We're very happy to have Ted on board with us. What were you saying?
Well, I'll tell you what I was saying. This has been a very difficult day. We saw the Zagat rating for our restaurant come out. It wasn't good. And let me underline that, it was not good. And then I hear the intro to my hour on your show sound extremely unprofessional. You've got that guy who talks the way he talks. I've never heard anybody talk like that.
And who are you talking about?
The guy, the Dickman.
Talk about me, probably. Karen, I don't talk good like you. Doesn't mean I'm dumb.
Yeah, okay, sure, that's really great. Anyway, so I heard this beginning of the hour that was as embarrassing a beginning as anything I've ever heard.
You know what? I owe you an apology, Ted. I'm very sorry. We brought up the wrong line. We didn't have your line ready to go. We had just a bunch of problems, and that's all my fault. I take full responsibility.
Well, and then you had Hall call up, and he wants to talk about money in the middle of your show?
He thought that we were in a news break, and he wanted to talk about he's not paying for an ISDN line, which is a...
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
It's a kind of an equalized telephone line that is a studio-quality line that... he thought, we had going to your restaurant.
No, you don't have any ISD. You don't have any kind of equalized line. I would have known if you did. I wouldn't be on a telephone. I'm on your show as a sponsor, okay? And what do I get for my trouble? What do I get for the money that I pay to advertise on your show? I get to stand here in a kitchen on a telephone. It would be nice if, for instance, you did a live remote from Ted's of Beverly Hills once a week.
I understand that, but it's very difficult right now.
Yeah. You used to do live remotes all the time, didn't you?
I did some live remotes, and you know what? They weren't always great, man, because we have a lot of problems with those.
It would be nice, if you don't want to come down here and do a live remote, that you gave me a studio so I could sit here and talk, and we can do a, I know that you don't like that, but what if we did some kind of a two-man thing?
And no, Ted, that's not the kind of show I do.
Yeah, I know. You don't do that, I understand that you have a certain ego. And
Ted, it's not my ego. I do a one-man show, and I bring on guests, and that's what I do,
Yeah, I know that's, quote, what you do. That's a sort of a showbiz phrase, which means, why don't you take it and stick it? That's what it means.
No, that's not what it means.
Well, I happen to, like Phil, I've been in Beverly Hills long enough. I've been around the Hollywood community. When somebody says to me, hey, that's not what I do, man.
I don't think I put it in quite that insulting and lackadaisical and cavalier sounding. It wasn't intended that way. It's just that's not the kind of show that I do.
Yeah, which is in Hollywood, that means take it and shove it and twist it.
What are you talking about?
God, man, that's pretty insulting.
Yeah, well, the kid's right. The idiot's right.
I didn't say that. I'm getting a little tired of people being hypersensitive here tonight.
What are you talking about?
Last hour I had that gray on, and she's, oh, God, Mr. Henry, what you did to me tonight, it's like you and your male callers pinned me to a bed. And
boy, she wishes. She wishes.
But that's the truth. She wishes.
Yeah, that old lady, man. Okay, enough of that.
I tell you, Margaret Gray, huh? Woo! Oh, that was worth it. That was worth it, I got to tell you. Anyway, Phil, it was a rough start, but here we are on your show, and I'm always grateful for the time. And
Ted, you know what? I think you got great ideas. I would like to put you in a studio out there. I would like to do my show from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we're going to do that. I'm going to work on that, okay?
Yeah, all right. Well, I appreciate that. I think it would be great. It's just an idea. I don't want to interrupt anything, but when I hear what's the guy's name? Who's the guy that you work with there?
David G. Hall.
Yeah, when I hear him crying about an ISDN line, squirting tears over, oh, I can't,
Well, I don't think he was doing that.
Well, you know what he was saying. Oh, God, no, not another expense. God forbid we should spend money to improve our operation, Anyway.
All right, Ted, I don't have a whole lot of time left in this segment, but we're going to do an hour with you. And I know that you did want to come out with your, you wanted to talk about the Zagat report.
I want to talk to your audience, Phil, about the Zagat survey, because I'm going to tell you something. It's been a bad day. It's been not only a bad day for myself, it's been a bad day for our servers, for our wonderful, wonderful chefs, for everybody that works at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And I get the Zagat survey, And I walked outside, and I took a walk. I must have walked for miles. I walked as clear down Santa Monica Boulevard as I could before I was getting into the real, the rough area. And I cut down to Wilshire, and I was in a Wilshire corridor at that point, and I didn't care. I didn't care. I wanted to get lost. And
well, what happened?
What happened was the Zagat survey came out, and they gave us a four star, a 3.5 star, and they gave, and this is the part that made me want to, thank God it didn't happen, but it made me want to just grab a stranger and end their life, twist their head off. I looked at this Zagat survey, and they had Outback Steakhouse rated above ours. And I remember where I was when I read that. I was walking, and I looked down, and I must have hit the corner of Dayton right on Wilshire, and I just started to cry. I cried, and I cried like a wailing baby, and I couldn't stop crying.
And well, Ted, what is that? Tell me about the Zagat survey.
The Zagat survey is the Bible for restaurant. You know that.
Yeah, I do know that. But I wouldn't call it a Bible.
What do you mean you wouldn't call it a Bible?
I don't reference the Zagat survey, okay? I don't go to the Zagat survey when I'm looking for a good restaurant.
What do you do?
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth. Come on.
Are you kidding? That's how you guys got going. Word of mouth. People will say, you know, hey, there is a really nice place. I know this person who had a restaurant in this town, and they're opening up a new one here. Let's go because the food's great. I can tell you that in my life, I've read the Zagat survey. And I'm being honest now.
Go ahead. How many times?
I'll tell you that I've looked at that book tops maybe 10 times.
You're lying to me.
I'm telling you, I've read the Zagat survey doesn't mean anything to me, okay?
Well, Phil, it's got to mean something to me. It has to mean something to me because even if you don't read it, sooner or later, as I'm standing there greeting people coming to the restaurant, someone, and it's generally an elderly woman, will say, oh, I saw the Zagat survey, and I'm telling you, I'm frightened for what I might do. I'm frightened for what I might do.
And well, let's talk about this, because I think that you cannot overreact, all right?
I'm not overreacting.
I'm telling you, in my entire life, and I know a lot of you guys the same way, we know the Zagat survey. We've seen the book someplace. Maybe a friend has it. Maybe we've seen it. Maybe we've seen their Zagat survey in the window. Many restaurants are very proud of the rating that they get. I've seen that book maybe 10 times. I've referenced it. I mean, I've actually looked in it for a good restaurant 3 times in my whole life because that's just not how I look for a good restaurant. All right.
Yeah, but with this diet, you're going to be out here look for no restaurant either.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Okay. Hey, made a point.
That's true.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. 877-876-7445. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Do you guys reference the Zagat survey when you're looking for a restaurant? Ted's restaurant, he feels, has been unfairly rated by the Zagat survey. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Radio for Patriots by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Oh, I apologize. We're trying to... where's the Ted? Get
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Hold on, Ted. We're on the air.
Hold on. We're on the air. What are you doing?
Here at Ted's.
Hear that, Phil, man? What? Hey, Phil, are we on the air right now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, for God's sake. You know something? I got to tell you something. I did not know, and all I heard was just absolute confusion on your end.
I know.
What are you people doing there tonight, okay?
Bud...
Well, no, you can't blame that guy. Look at him. How do you blame him?
What does that mean, look at me?
Look at you. What are you people doing? They came in at the top of the hour. You butchered my open. If it was a baby, you would have tossed it under the wheels of a tank.
That is...
Are you going to get indignant now, Phil? You don't think what I'm saying is true?
I apologize. You're absolutely right. I mean, I can't defend. We had a collection of technical mishaps that came together at the top of the show and right then. And it's entirely my fault.
Yeah, but you didn't. You're not commenting on what I said to you. And I think your audience would like to know. And I think prospective sponsors would like to know. If my sponsorship of your show was a baby, you have just tossed it underneath the treads of a Mark IV German tank. Isn't that true?
I'm not even going to comment on that. That's the most insane, asinine thing I've ever heard.
It sounds pretty interesting, though.
Isn't it, though? So you're not going to comment on how you have taken my sponsorship, which is an infant in many ways, a soft pink infant, and you and your competence is a Panzer tank.
Oh, will you cut it out, for God's sake? No, it isn't. We had a couple of technical mishaps. I haven't took... My God, what an image. You in that gray.
Well, I was trying to make a point.
Well, you made your point. You could have made your point without such a horrifying image.
Well, Phil, that's how I feel. I feel as if my sponsorship of your show is a swaddling infant.
Yeah, and I know, and I'm a tank. And let me ask you a question. If I'm the tank and you're the infant, who threw you under my treads?
What? What did you just say?
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
Butt out before I kick your ass. You just said, you're a baby, I'm the tank. Who threw you under the tank?
You stopped and got out of the tank and came and got me.
I stopped and...
Go straight to hell.
Yeah, what do you want me to do, man? Mr. Bell sponsored this hour. He may not call back.
I could care less if he calls back.
That's the funniest thing I ever heard in my life.
That may be the single funniest thing I've heard this week.
What?
What? It was, somehow I got sucked into a conversation about how his sponsorship... Woo! Man, that's fantastic. That is fantastic. 877-876... If the sponsorship of this show... Let's go to a phone call here. We got Roy on the phone. Roy, how are you doing?
Phil, I'm doing really good. I'm really happy to be on your program. I'm enjoying your program very much tonight.
Thank you.
Boy, I'll tell you, Phil, you said it with that. That guy sounds like some kind of a nut of what he did.
Well, you know, he's one of my sponsors, and he...
I mean, he was talking and talking and talking, and I said to my wife, where's he going with all of this? I just think I think you handled it very well. I enjoy it very much, and my wife and I both, we listen every night. And what you did was just, that was funny.
Well, I mean, what I did, all I did was laugh, you know. I mean, that was it.
Right, well, I still think you handled it very well. Phil, I want to get to the point of my call, if you don't mind. I read the reviews that you had pointed to for the book Wet Goddess.
Yeah, that's that weird freak.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it is pretty far out there, and I read it, and he said that the teeth of the... He got aroused by the dolphin somehow. We're going to go swimming with dolphins in Miami here in the next month because I'm retired. My wife and I have always dreamed of swimming with dolphins, and I'm concerned, to be honest with you. Do you think there's any truth in the book? Or...
No, there's no truth in that book. It's a farce.
Well, we're concerned, and I'll tell you why, Phil. If I get into the water with a dolphin and I, for some unknown reason, attracted or aroused or I'm otherwise... preoccupied with this fish, and my wife is having a problem. You see what I'm saying?
And no, I don't see what you're saying. I don't see what you're saying. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. I read the book, and not the book, but the review.
You're kidding. Get out of here. if he becomes aroused by a dolphin.
Where'd you hang up with him? He's an old man from up north.
He's an old man from up north what?
I know that guy. His name's Roy. He's not a crank.
Well, I don't give a damn if he's not a crank. He's not calling my show to ask me questions about, say, what if I go swimming with dolphins and I actually do get aroused?
Mr. Bell wanted to come back on.
Mr. Bell wants to come back on after he told me to go straight to hell, huh? All right. We'll be back with Ted Bell when we come back. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. What if I get aroused swimming with dolphins?
Sounds like a logical question.
Phil Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Well, that's interesting. I'll tell you, Ted's going to kill me. Ted?
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
This portion of the Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Ted's Beverly. Ted, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Ted's a what? You just said this portion of the Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Ted's of Bevy?
Ted's of Beverly Hills. I apologize.
Man, I tell you, you don't like the image. You don't like the metaphor. But I don't think there has been ever a metaphor created that has been more appropriately applied. The sponsorship of your program is a newborn infant. The way you've handled it is a German tank. Now you ask me who threw the baby under the tank's wheels. And
okay, all right, enough of that, man. It was a ridiculous statement. I felt what I said was stupid, and your comparison is stupid.
I'm going to keep going with it. You ask me a question, I'm going to answer, because you think that I just come up with these things. That's how violated I feel, that I'm a swaddling pink infant. Of course I'm a grown man. Of course I've got a business. Of course I know all these things. But when it comes to the world of media, I'm not as savvy as you are. And I think a lot of people would side with me with that. So I sponsor your program. I am like an infant. You stop your tank. You crawl out of the turret, crawl down, walk over to me in your jack boots. And
oh, I'm a Nazi now.
No, you're not a Nazi, okay?
Well, the jackboot thing.
Yeah, just hold on. You walk over to me with your jackboot. Well, who? You walk over with your jackboots. You take me, Ted Bell, and I'm wrapped in a blanket, and you look at me. I'm an infant, okay? And
But you're Ted Bell.
What I'm saying is my sponsorship of your show is like that infant. It's me. So you're looking down at me.
Okay, what am I, looking at a baby version of you?
Don't be asinine, Phil. I'm trying to make a point.
All right, you're making a point. You're telling me that I got out of my tank.
You got out of your tank. If you wouldn't mind listening to me, I'd really appreciate it, because then we could actually have an adult conversation.
Okay.
I am, for the purposes of this metaphor, I'm an infant. Am I a baby Ted Bell? Okay, yes, I'm a baby Ted Bell, but I'm also my business, okay? So if you're pushing me, you're looking at an infant that has my face, okay? And you come over, you're in a tank, but you still look like you. You take me, and...
Do you talk? And I'm not trying to be a smartass.
What do you mean, do I talk? What does that get to do with anything?
You told me you were an adult version of a baby.
I'm looking at you as an infant, yes. But again, it's not me. It's.
I know. It's your sponsorship of my show.
Yes. So I look up at you and I say, oh, my God, Phil, what are you going to do to me? See, you're making this into a big joke. And
no, Ted, I don't have to make it into a big joke. You're telling me that you're a baby.
No, the sponsor, if I have to say this one more time.
All right, the sponsorship of my show is a baby.
Yes. And it looks like me.
It looks like an adult you.
Yes. okay? You happy?
Well, I don't know what that means, okay?
It's a baby body with my head. If you're pushing me.
All right.
So you take me, after you got out of your tank, you place me right underneath the tread of the tank, you get back into your tank, and say something like, Sieg Heil.
So I am a Nazi, and I am a stormtrooper. Okay, I get it.
Well, Phil, you're the one that has carved up not the first break, not just the second break, but you did it again just now. Are you going to apologize?
Yeah, of course I'm going to apologize.
I knew you were going to apologize, but it doesn't make it any less tolerable that I have a Mark IV German tank rolling over my head.
Well, Mr. Bell, this is Bud Dickman.
Yeah?
At least it's rolling over the head. That's the only part of the baby what looked like you.
Is that? Because if he's joking, the next time I come to your restaurant, I'm looking him or come to your
radio station.
Yeah, when I come to yours, I'm looking him up, Dickman. Okay, Dickman, I'm looking for you.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking for you. I got my eye on you.
What's that? Is that?
Don't go gay. It's not.
All right, we have spent now the last 8 minutes on the stupidest stuff I've ever talked about in my life when you were supposed to be on here talking about the Zagat survey.
Yes.
Okay. Are we going to talk about that?
Yes, I want to talk about that because I feel they did a terrible disservice to me, and I feel that they have done a terrible disservice to an awful lot of people in that they have placed my restaurant below Outback Steakhouse. I just let that sink in. Heads of Beverly Hills doesn't even rise to the level of Outback in the minds of the, I don't know what they are.
Let's go to Art, Santa Monica. Art, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Phil, I'm calling. I wanted to talk to the gentleman. Heads of Beverly Hills. Yes, sir. Sir, I've eaten at a lot of restaurants, and I've never eaten at your restaurant. I don't think anybody, and I don't think it's an insult, Outback Steakhouse is an excellent steakhouse. But it's a chain restaurant. My restaurant is a unique, singular dining experience. You can't go all over the country and find Ted's.
Well, what I'm saying is if there's more Outback Steakhouses and there's more opportunity for people to sample at Outback Steakhouse, then they're going to naturally, I think, be more familiar with it and probably give it a higher rating.
No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works.
Well, what do they do, Ted?
What do they do? They send a guy, he sits down, he eats a meal. He doesn't tell you he's coming over at all. And then he leaves, and then he goes back to Zagat's, and he says, that tasted like somebody threw up in the pasta bowl. I give it a zero, or whatever they do, okay?
Well, should they tell you that they're coming?
I would think that that's a polite thing to do.
But doesn't that defeat the purpose?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, hold on for a minute. Your name is what?
My name is Art.
Okay, Art, I'm in the restaurant business. What business are you in?
I'm a pilot.
You're a pilot. Mr. Henry's in the radio business. So I'm talking about restaurants, and I think I know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you right now that it is not fair for Zagat or anybody else to walk into a restaurant, sit down, order a meal, don't tell anybody who you are, leave, sneak out as cagey away as you snuck in, go back to the Zagat's office, and write a review that basically boils my food down to the level of fertilizer. Do you think that's fair?
Well, I think it's a fair review of your restaurant, sir, that if you were to know that they were coming, and perhaps...
Go ahead.
And what? Are you accusing me of being dishonest?
No, hey, Ted, no, he's not doing it. He's saying, you know...
No, I know what he's saying. Go ahead.
Well, I just think that if they came to your restaurant and you knew they were on their way, you might change it
to what?
To make it better.
How can I make something that's already great better?
Go ahead.
You know something, Ted? Let the guy finish. Quit making him nervous.
I'm listening.
I mean, I'm just saying that if they know that you're on the way.
Uh-huh.
And they, I mean, if you know they're on the way.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I know what you're trying to say, Art.
Do you let him say it, okay?
No, you're flustering the man, and I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all, Art.
I just think...
No, I know what you think. You think, and I agree with him, that if you... Are you trying to tell me, Ted, and my audience, that if you knew Zagat's survey was coming to your restaurant, you wouldn't put on a little something special?
What am I going to put on? What am I going to do different that I don't already do great? What way am I going to make the steaks? What way am I going to make the drinks? What way am I going to make the salad? Okay? You guys act as if I've never been in this business before.
Do you remember when I asked, when I told you that I was coming over with my friend from the L.A. Times, Bert Stussy? You remember that?
Yeah.
And you told me afterwards that you had them vacuum and wipe up some... you said that somebody had been in there and threw up.
Oh, come on, will you? Of course. You got a guy coming from a newspaper, and I got a and I had a lake of vomit at the end of my bar, and the place was filthy. What are you trying to say? Are you trying to tell me that
I'm telling you, and I'm telling this caller that you. I know that you've cleaned the place up.
Well, see, I wouldn't mind. You know, but hold on for a minute there, Mr. Pilot. You know, I'm talking to Henry. No, but I'm just saying, it wouldn't bother me if you cleaned the place up and made it a place that I want to sit down in. And what do you mean sit down in? My place is at top. My place is five spoons. Five spoons out of five on the, what was the one film that I told you about? Was it the Spoon Book or something like that?
I don't know.
There's a book where you get five spoons. Okay? Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here.
Then say something, for God's sake. There's a book where you get five spoons. And I got all five. Does anybody talk about that?
Well, what is the name of it?
It's the Spoon Book. I don't know. It's a book that gives you spoons.
Now, you better calm down, Ted, okay?
I'm trying to calm down and tell you guys, I'm trying to give you guys the facts of life, and you won't listen. Now, when you came over with Bert Stussy from the L.A. Times, yeah, I knew a writer was coming, and I had him clean the place up because it looked like hell. I mean, people had been throwing food around. There were drinks spilled. And we'd had a family in, and one of the kids, I don't know what they did, to this day, I'm not really sure what it was, but we had to bring in a service pro to clean it up. To this day, I don't even know what it was. It wasn't food, I know that. It wasn't anything. I don't know, it was a biomass.
Oh, God.
Jesus. All right,
but anyway, you called up the, you definitely cleaned the place up.
I cleaned it up. I thought you guys were talking about the way I make the food. No, I'm just saying, you would put your best foot forward, wouldn't you? Usually my place is in beautiful condition. Usually my place looks gorgeous.
All right, well, the fact of the matter was that it wasn't that night. And
is Daddy done? Are you going to blow everybody off and go on your merry way? Is that it? So everyone's left with the impression that my place is, it's like eating in a, it's like eating with an open diaper nearby? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, I'm not trying to tell. Thank you very much, Art.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Phil.
No, I'm not trying to tell you that.
Wait, did you just cut that guy off?
No, I did not. I'm not trying to tell you that. I'm trying to tell you that it would be a normal thing, just as that gentleman did, for you to clean your restaurant up or otherwise do something to make it presentable for the people from Zagat's. Apparently, Zagat's came in there, and they might have even come in there on the day that this...
That what?
That you were talking about the restaurant being in bad shape.
Wait a minute. Was that guy Stussy from Zagat's?
No, he was not. I'm just saying maybe they came in on the same day or during that same period.
Okay, so I'm penalized because my place occasionally isn't the cleanest place in the world. Okay? But the food. And that's what I've always been about.
All right, that's all I was talking about. Let's take a break here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Ted Bell, we have our news and information hour coming up.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
This is Ted Bell. Come on down to our restaurant. What do you want me to say? I can't. God.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
By the way, we have gotten people asking about that. We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Yeah, you know what, Phil? I'm through answering that question. I told everybody why we did that commercial, and we did that commercial for one reason. It's about steak. And if you got one more dumbass saying, what do you mean by put our meat in your mouth? And I want to put my meat in your mouth. I have never heard people behave like such children. And
well, you got to admit, it's a slogan that is a little bit of a double entendre.
Oh, well, in the minds of your audience, yeah, I would get that. There's no question at all in the mind of your audience that it's a double entendre. Because to me, it says what it says. It's about steak. Steak! Not about anything else. That's the part that bothers me.
All right, David G. Hall is back on the line with us here on the Phil Henry Show. And, David, I know that you're at Maria's in Pasadena, right?
That is right, Phil. It's a great restaurant, and we are dining here with a couple of people, potential advertisers. Ted, how are you doing? I'm doing fine. Am I to understand you're dining at Maria's restaurant in Pasadena?
That, by the way, no relation.
Excuse me, Phil. I'm talking to your boss.
I want people to know, no relation to the Maria that I know.
I didn't hear you, Ted. Say it again. You didn't hear me because Mr. Henry was butting in. I wanted to say...
No, hold on for a minute. I'm on the air. I'm doing my show.
All right, Phil, don't have an argument with the guy, okay? I wanted to say you're over at another restaurant. Yes, sir, I am. We're at a very good restaurant here in Pasadena. Well, you know that I'm sponsoring a portion of this program, right? Yes, sir, I understand that. And you're at another restaurant and you're calling in? I wanted to ask you some questions about the cleanliness of your place because you gentlemen were talking. I know you're a sponsor, Ted, and we certainly want our audience to be aware that your place is safe. And yes, my place is safe. Are you two guys, is this some kind of a joke?
And Ted, you were here talking about Zagat. You got a low rating, and that's not exactly the greatest advertising. Now, David's asking about the safety of your restaurant.
Safety in terms of what? In terms of disease. And, you know what? Yeah, it's very safe. We haven't had any yellow fever or AIDS. What is he getting upset about?
It's a little dicey. I mean, we're talking here.
Well, I was sitting down to a nice steak, and I thought, boy, Phil's on here with Ted right now. I thought maybe I'll call in and give you guys moral support. Oh, well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. What, are you angry? Yeah, I'm angry. Of course I'm angry. Is my restaurant safe? You're calling in from some joint in Pasadena. I'm sponsoring this hour. You call me up and you ask me, is my restaurant safe?
I guess, Ted, it all flows from the...
No, I know what it flows from. You were talking about the fact that you had vomit on the floor. The day that Henry came in, not all the time. Well, that's all I heard.
That's what's going to happen. Some people are going to hear that. And they're going to take notice of that.
Oh, well, you know what? This has been a big fat waste of my money. Being on your show and having that guy call in, I don't even know what that guy was, that art guy, talking about, the fact that it was my restaurant was filthy.
I think what he was trying to say, and it was a very good thing, he was saying that your food is great, but maybe it's the atmosphere.
Yeah, the atmosphere. That would put me off if I walked in and there was just filth everywhere. You know? Yeah, no kidding? Yeah. Gee, I never knew that. Thank you very much for that information. I will be sure to make those adjustments.
Well, there's no point in being sarcastic.
Well, there's every point in being sarcastic, Phil. Like, I don't know that, okay?
You were talking there about the fact that when I came over to your restaurant, the place was filthy, there was vomit, there was crumbs, there was some crap that some kid left. All of this leading up to the low rating that you got from Zagat's, which may very well be the reason, not your food. Your food's great. Everybody knows that.
Right now, having himself a steak. I came over here.
Why did you go over there, David?
Thank you. I came over to this restaurant. First of all, I can't always be at your restaurant. Can't I go to another one? What? Well, you're having a steak. Is that what you're having? Yeah. Well, if you wanted a steak, why don't you come to a steakhouse? Oh, boy. You can't even answer that.
both of you guys can only end, the only proper end for both of you is hitting the tail end of a gasoline tanker on a freeway.
Why do you laugh?
I don't know. It just kills me. It's funnier than hell. And by the way, why did David hang up?
Yeah, I noticed that. I don't know.
David, you know, I know that Ted hung up, but David hung up too?
You see, hung up at the same time.
I think that David got, I apologize for that, folks. A little put out is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Both of you guys, there's only one way for you guys to end. Let me just say that I've been to Ted's of Beverly Hills. It's a great restaurant. The steaks are delicious. It's a rowdy place sometimes. It's a loud and cacophonous, and it's a party place. No, it's not a bar. It's a restaurant. It's a classy joint. It's in Beverly Hills. But a lot of people go in there, a lot of people from the neighborhood, a lot of people from the city, and a lot of people from across the country who've heard of the place. And I suppose it's gotten a reputation, but I don't think that that's a deserved reputation. Zagat's given them 3.5 stars. And make an Outback state. You know, Outback is great, but it's my own personal opinion. Ted's is better. 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. As we talk here about the...
you know what? That's not going to save you.
As we talk here about our news and information hour that's coming up on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Won't save you.